Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 98, talking about not throwing things, especially holy books and holy scriptures. Rav Acha bar Ahava said, the Gemara proves from talking about a certain topic we'll mention in a second that one is not allowed to throw holy scriptures. We are not concerned that he might throw the scroll because it is forbidden to do so. The Gemara was giving different explanations of a ruling in the Mishnah that one is allowed to roll in the end of a scroll that fell from a threshold. And the Gemara points out here that one is not allowed to throw holy scriptures, and we're not concerned in this case that he's going to throw it because it is forbidden to do so. The point being to focus on about not throwing svarim, not throwing holy books, not throwing anything Torah-related, anything mitzvah-related, and in general not to throw things really, but especially things of kedusha, things of mitzvah. Very often we might be a little rough with our mitzvah things, and we might be a little careless with our mitzvah things. You know, I might throw down my Gemara, I might throw down my Chumash or my Siddur, God forbid, but I shouldn't even put it down in a haphazard way. I shouldn't put it down in a careless way. And if I have my tefillin, I'm done with my talis and tefillin, I shouldn't throw the bag across the room, God forbid. I shouldn't even throw it onto a chair. I should gently, lightly put it down into the chair. When I'm done with the sefer, I should put it down nicely into the shelf, or I should put it down nicely onto the table. And if I have tzitzis, I shouldn't be throwing the tzitzis across the whole house, but I should put it down in a nice place, and I should gingerly put it down. When we're involved in things that have kedusha, we're involved in things that have mitzvahs involved, we're involved in things that have sanctity involved, we should be extra careful with it, extra cognizant of it, and put it down in a nice way. The Gemara here mentions about not throwing holy scriptures, of course not a Torah. Alach has kama v'koma, kal v'chomer, how much more important we have to be with the Torah. They say if a Torah falls, you have to fast for 40 days. So we're always nervous about Hagban Galila, that people should be strong enough to hold it properly. But even on a much lesser level, the svarim, which some people say that you're yotze with writing a letter, with writing a Torah by buying svarim, which is one of the last mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah itself. Case of it to say for Torah Zeres, it's written something like that. So too with the svarim, we should be careful with it. Put them down gingerly. Things involved in mitzvah, lulav and an esrog, or the Hanukkah lights, the Hanukkah menorah, the Shabbos candles, the Shabbos lights, or a shofar, or your tefillin, your talis, anything related to a mitzvah, anything that has kedusha, all the svarim, the chumash, the navi, the Talmud, anything you're using, anything you're learning, be careful with it. Put it down gingerly. Don't haphazardly use it. Definitely don't throw it or chuck it, but be respectful to it. Put it down in a nice way. Put it down in a gingerly way. Put it down in a way that you show respect and you show kavod for the Torah, for the mitzvahs, for things that we use for mitzvahs and Torah learning, and things that are involved in doing wonderful mitzvahs, especially when they have holiness, especially when they have sanctity, especially when they are scriptures or svarim or mitzvahs themselves. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 99 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.